The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It's our daughter, Ava Maddox, last week of school, and DJ Automatic, it's hit me. Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I am very happy and very excited for her, but I'm very sad at the same time. I never thought that I would feel this way because I had my first child when I was really young, and so I was really looking forward to this. I was like, oh.
You've already done two high school graduations.
I did two high school graduations, and I was a child raising a child. So I've been with someone in my life since I was 15. Yeah. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is my turn. Automatic and I are going to be able to travel and do all these things. And I find myself feeling very sad. My baby, my last
it's
baby.
It's the end of an era.
It is the end of an era. Yeah, because, you know, and I'm glad we made the decision not to have any more babies. We ran into that couple at the airport and they're about our age with kids. I was like, whoa, I'm glad I don't want to do that anymore. But at the same time, I just feel like it's a transition, not only for her, because I'm so proud of her. She's going to college. She got into the university she wanted to. This is so amazing for her. It's a big transition for me and for DJ Automatic.
We're going to be empty nesters.
Yeah.
I know. And at our age, what?
Honey. Do you know what? I'm nervous about it a little bit, but I'm more nervous about paying for college. That's the part I'm nervous about. I keep looking at that bill and I keep getting those emails and I'm like, man, this is a lot of money. College is ridiculous at this point.
And when my other two, Anthony, were going to school, I didn't have a lot, especially Kirsten, my oldest. I mean, she qualified for, you know, different loans and everything else.
She pretty much went to college for free.
Yeah, she pretty much did. And also Stasia, same thing. You know, she left early. And then she didn't go to school. And then when she went back, she was already a little bit older. And so she qualified for all kinds of things as well. Now, we're in a different
Ava
place.
Ava doesn't qualify
she
for anything.
She don't qualify for nada.
She qualifies for her daddy to pay for it.
And so I begged her, Mija, get good grades so you can get some scholarships. She did not listen to me. She said, daddy.
She's in the 3.2 or 3.3. No, it's not great. I'm not going to say that. Yeah, that's not scholarship material. But it's way better than I did in high school.
I didn't know you, but you didn't even know if you were going to graduate, right?
Yeah, on the day of graduation, I had no idea if I was graduating or not.
Damn,
I'm very proud of her. She's done extremely well.
I'm super proud of her, but the transition is you know, hard for me right now. I'm excited for her, and I'm excited for us, but at the same time, it's like saying next step.
Yeah, you're going on to a new unknown journey.
Yes.
You know, something that's completely foreign to you.
Anthony, I'm nervous for her to start college, too. I don't have any control anymore.
Well, you're just worrying about everything.
That's
going to be a big process, too, of letting go and not having that control, because now she's her own person at a university.
Living in a different city, doing her own thing.
And she wants to rush, and so I was like, I don't want her to do that. You know, I don't want her to join a sorority. And DJ and Max said, no, we're not paying for that. So she's been working extra hours.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll pay for it.
There's a lot of benefits of joining a sorority in college, and a lot of my friends who joined them are still, you know, in contact with the fraternity or sorority now.
I just never did it. It wasn't something that was a part of my college experience, so I don't understand it, but...
I guess sometimes, Anthony, you said you have a lot of friends, right, that did it, and they're all good.
Our good friend Adam Ornelas was a fraternity guy.
Well, okay, and he's a great guy.
And he's very successful.
Yeah. For me, from the outside looking in, I just see all this partying and all this craziness, and so I'm fearful.
That's going to happen either way.
Thanks, Anthony.
Yeah, that's happening.
Thank you very much.
Nothing's going to stop that.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Today, we are celebrating chocolate chips. It's National Chocolate Chip Day.
Let's go. Makes a cookie better, makes ice cream better.
Makes life better.
And when there's no sugar in the house, you got that one bag of bittersweet chocolate chips, just the chocolate chips, you know you're grabbing it from the pantry.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so there's this woman. She's waiting, you know, tables at Hooters. She's been working there for many years, makes a lot of tips, and she is having a baby now. She's still working at Hooters.
She's got to feed herself.
Now, of course, she's very pregnant. It has caused a bit of controversy. And then I got this call.
Did I hear you correctly? You said a Hooters waitress is pregnant and still serving.
Yeah, she's got to work. And it's like part of their movement to embrace women empowerment and just be more accepting and inclusive when it comes to women's bodies. And I think this is part of their rebrand. I don't even know, but the woman's expecting a baby. She's got to work.
I mean, I think it's kind of gross, personally. Does this lady have any respect for herself or her husband? Like, is she even married?
I think she's married.
My husband would never let me do something like that.
she's a waitress. That's what she does. She's worked for this company for a while. So I think that's why she's doing this. She's got to make a living.
And those outfits, like her stomach's hanging out with a baby in it. Like, what's going on here?
It was at that moment that I decided to let her go because I didn't want to argue with her.
No, that was just rude. She has to work.
Yeah, I do have a question, Dana. I think it's just kind of sad that, you know, a pregnant woman has to still work in this country. But my question to you is, how far along in the pregnancy is she?
Almost 8 months.
She's pregnant.
Yeah, and she's got to work. Anthony, I feel you right there. But, I mean, I worked with my last two children, with Ava Matic, the daughter I share with DJ Automatic, and with Stasia, I worked until the day I had them, each one of them.
We were literally doing a pizza remote.
I think it's wrong to just say that because you're pregnant, you can't work. Or maybe it's because of the outfits that she said that. I mean, it was really a little off-putting.
Kind of see it both ways. Because when you go to Hooters, you're looking...
Hold on, Automatic. What? You explain it. Go. I'm going to be quiet. Go.
Because when you go to Hooters, you're expecting something.
What are you expecting, Automatic? Wings,
you know what
right?
you're there for. The wings and everything else, okay? And then when you don't get what you expect, or something like a pregnant woman showing up in that outfit, it might be a little bit of a letdown. I'll just say that. But I'm 100% behind her working till the day she has to, because I know that she's got to put food on the table and she's got to get ready for this baby to come. And I don't know what her situation is. So let her work.
You can't have it both ways, sir. You can't sit here and say, I'm going to go to Hooters and be disappointed be like, well, but she should be able to work.
Oh, you know I wouldn't be disappointed. I'd be the guy that give her a humongous tip. I'm sure the tips she's getting right now are huge because people feel bad for her.
I feel like you
remember that time I was DJing in the South and I posted the picture on my Instagram. She was pregnant, and then she had a baby attached to her body, like one of those, things called?
Baby carrier, yeah.
And she was waiting tables, and I was there at 1 or 2 in the morning. And I thought, man, this woman is probably the hardest working person I've ever seen in my life.
You called me because you asked her, is everything okay? And she said, my babysitter didn't show up, and my employer allowed me to come to work. I don't like the way that this woman spoke about the waitress. I think that a pregnant woman's body, this is just my opinion, is a beautiful thing. You know, I gave my body up for my children. When you have a baby, you're giving everything up. You can't help the way you look. My belly got stretched out. I have stretch marks everywhere. Like, you know, you're literally giving everything up to bring this beautiful life into the world. And I understand you're going to Hooters for whatever you're doing. She works there. She's always worked there. And I think that any company who embraces a woman who has decided to bring life into the world, the company should be applauded for that. There was once upon a time that you'd get fired.
It's definitely a different look for Hooters.
At this point, where they're at right now as a company, Hooters should just be happy there's people in there. I'm just happy there's still a Hooters around. You know, a lot of them are closing down. So shout out to this overcommitted and great mother to be, man. So I just want to salute her and everything she's going on. I hope she sees past the judgment.
This is more advertising than Hooters has had in a long time. Like, it's gone viral nationally. You're right.
Yeah.
One of the things Anthony just touched on that we really didn't talk about. You think I liked working till the day I had my baby? It was so hard. It was so hard. Like I said,
I remember the day we were out there and you were just like, it's so hot out here. I can't believe I'm here. And I kept telling you, I was like, you don't have to be here. I can do this by myself. And you're like, no, I'm gonna work. And then you weren't expecting for another probably...
It was 2.5 weeks. I probably gave birth early because I freaking was working every day.
It was crazy because as we were driving home from that appearance, I told Dan, I was like, I don't really know how to get to the hospital. I drove to the women's hospital just to figure it out. And then that night, Dana went into labor. And
I didn't tell him, Anthony. It was about 10 o'clock. And I'd already had two children. So I was like, I do not want to go sit up at the hospital. So I automatic passed out. And I just sat up and stayed awake and went through it.
I woke up to Dana vacuuming.
Yeah, 2 a.m. I finally was like, these contractions are too hard. So I had to wake him up. He's like, let's go.
I thought it was going to be like the movies. I was like, oh, it's go time. I'm going to be driving fast to the hospital.
I said, we need to clean the house. I need to take a bath and do my makeup. And it
was not go time. It was anticlimactic is what I'll say.
Yeah.
It was not. For me,
it was. I thought it was going to be way more exciting.
Tempt the waitress no matter where you are.
Yes, please do.
Tempt the waitress.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I am so sorry you had to hold so long. The phone's lit up with a pregnant Hooters conversation. I just thought the woman who was talking trash about a pregnant woman working, it hurt my feelings. And, I didn't want to get into an argument with her. I got in trouble for getting into an argument with a listener last week. So I was trying to be cool, but I got upset. Am I wrong? I got upset.
You're not wrong. Like, that made me angry just listening to it. I'm an EMT. My partner is a paramedic. Uh-huh. She was pregnant, and I made sure she was good up until the day that she couldn't do it anymore.
Oh.
And every company that I know that you have to wear a uniform, they make uniforms for pregnant women. So I guarantee you, Hooters make the uniform for pregnant women.
Right. And shouldn't they be applauded, like I said, for embracing her and not firing her? Like they would have, you know, they probably fire mothers or grandmothers. They couldn't work, you know, pregnant.
Right. Exactly. I'm appalled at some comments that people make. And I feel like they're just entitled. I'm just going to say it like that.
I guess.
They're entitled.
I love the fact that maybe she can stay home and live this luxurious life. And that's great. I love her for the you go ahead. But not all of us have that life.
Exactly.
Or those choices. So anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for the hard work you do. I appreciate you, Ashley.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
I appreciate y'all.
Bye. Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Maria, what are your thoughts on this?
Me and my granddaughter were talking about it. She said it was rude. And I'm thinking, you don't never know what somebody's situation is, and you should not want to judge anybody.
Right, Maria, you're raising her right that your granddaughter has more common sense than the grown woman who called us.
It's just the fact that I used to be a single mom. And a single mom will do anything to provide for her kids. And for her as a woman and do that,
I have
no respect for that woman.
I feel like you're getting emotional. I mean, you were a single mother. You know the struggle, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was a single mom, too, and it was so hard.
But this day and age, another woman should support women.
That's what we're talking. I hosted this whole event last night, and it was all women empowering women. It felt so good. And then to get that phone call, I was like, no, it was so hurtful. It hurt my heart.
Like I say, never what comes around goes around, because you'll never know when you're in that situation. So never look down at somebody, because you never know when you'll be there.
It might be you. What's your granddaughter's name, Maria?
Kai.
Please tell Kai we said hi. And is she in the car with you right now?
Yeah, she's right here.
Hi, Mija. How are you, Kai?
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Now, your grandma was saying something, another thing. Sorry, Maria. What were you going to say?
Remember I told you I'm the one with the quinceañera?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to send you on an invite, and she's the quinceañera girl.
We'll be there. We're there. We're not wedding crashers. We're quince crashers.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Once again, Cassie testified in the trial against Diddy, where he's facing multiple felony charges, including sex trafficking and RICO charges. And it was a little bit different than the day before. Now, she was still noticeably shaky during her testimony. She did have to ask for a quick break as well. I mean, she's 8.5 months pregnant.
The woman can't believe she's doing this. This is how much that means to her, is that she's going to sit up there ready to give birth just so she can.
Well, she's not letting this go. She's not going to allow.
I wouldn't let it go either, though.
She's not going to allow Diddy or anybody else to define her anymore. He did it for 10 years. And some of the things that we heard are so disturbing. I can't believe she had to put up with it. But yesterday, I think the biggest thing was the fact that that short snippet of a video that the world saw.
The CNN
Diddy,
video.
Yeah, Diddy pulling her in the hallway of a Los Angeles hotel, dragging her, beating her. And her trying to get away was actually 15 minutes long. This abuse went on for that long. We just saw a second, you know, 2 or 3 seconds of it, and I could barely watch. I kept, oh my gosh, I just didn't ever want to see it again. So the fact that she had to put up with that, for anybody saying, oh, I don't know why she won't leave, I don't know what she was doing, because not only had he already broken her down emotionally, he was physically abusing her. She feared for her life. This is Diddy. This is the man who threatened multiple people, who is allegedly behind the murder of Tupac, who Kid Cudi said tried to blow him up. Blew a man's car up, according to Cudi. He's like, he blew my car up in my house. Of course she was afraid to leave him. The 15-minute video was shown to the jurors. Noticeably, also, some of the commentary is that Diddy appeared quite nervous during this part of the testimony, and he was rocking.
He did try to pay off the security guard that came
up. Oh, yeah.
And that security guard was actually an off-duty LAPD officer and did not accept the bribe.
How amazing is that? That man said no.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how the U.S. government's going to approve the RICO charges, because now, up until now, although her testimony is powerful, it's really showing nothing but like domestic violence.
No.
Kind of get into the trafficking is when.
So the trafficking is because of all. Now that I didn't know this, Anthony, they have text messages and computer proof that they were doing this in multiple cities, states, and countries. Yeah.
They started flying people overseas.
And also, they were taking drugs with them and purchasing drugs online as well. So there is a trail of this. There were guns being purchased, guns being shifted from state to state. That's why I didn't know they had this mountain of evidence until now. Nobody did, right? They stayed pretty quiet on that. And I understand, because something of this magnitude, if you start flapping your gums, it can turn around real quick. So give it up to the prosecution for keeping everything tight-lipped. Also to that security guard for not taking the six figures that Diddy offered him that day. He offered him $120,000 cash to not say anything. And he said, no, I don't want your money. But also the biggest props have to go to then, at the time, Diddy and Cassie's trainer, who is now her husband, because she didn't have anybody to talk to. And he gained her trust and helped her escape Diddy's hell. He helped her find the confidence to believe in herself. They fell in love, and now she is about to give birth to his third child, and she is so different. She is so happy, and I am happy for her. Let's see how this plays out as it develops. It's going to be 8 weeks. I just wanted to make sure that we gave Cassie this moment, because what she's doing is very brave.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We walked into our event last night, and we had to get there early because DJ Automatic was, you know, he was DJing. He had to set everything up. And I was fully aware that my breath was not right.
Oh.
I realized it on the way over there. I didn't feel good yesterday. I had the worst headache. I had a migraine. And so I had been popping Tylenol and Advil all day. And I hadn't eaten. So I brushed and I Lysoled. I did everything that I needed to do.
Lysoled?
I almost did automatically. I didn't do it. It was Listerine. But I just wanted to create a visual of how bad it was. I wanted to spray Lysol in my mouth. It was so bad. So when I walked in, I thought, man, I forgot my gum. I'm looking through my bag. No gum in there in sight. Not even the one piece at the bottom of the bag with the dirt on it. Nothing's in there.
Oh,
so I asked one of our coworkers, do you have gum? She said, yes. My breath was so bad, I dropped that gum on the floor and I picked it up and I chewed it.
Because
I didn't want to hurt anybody's feelings. It was
just
that
hurt my
bad.
Feelings right now.
Yeah, because we were kissing later on. I forgot to tell you. No, but it was really bad. And I am always self-aware of that, because this is very embarrassing, but I had gingivitis.
Oh.
When I was younger, I did not have...
Glad I missed that.
...health insurance, DJ Automatic. I didn't have dental. And so I couldn't afford to get my teeth cleaned. Or I thought I couldn't. You actually can. It's not very expensive. And it was really bad. It was very embarrassing. I went to the dentist in Mexico. And he told me, Dana, go to the store, buy floss. 50 cents, two for a dollar, two for whatever you want. High end, low end, it works. If you floss every day, you won't have this problem. Save my life, right, with that. Save my life. But how do you tell someone that? Because I went on and on with this breath for a long time. My aunt is finally the one that told me.
Oh.
She didn't tell me. She called my mom and she said, Dana's breath stinks. She needs to go to the dentist. Because she was that kind of person, and it hurt my feelings, but she saved me. I could have lost teeth. It's a very serious thing. That being said,
in a way, it's kind of a loving thing to do. I did this recently to, I'm not going to say who, but a family member. I was like, yo, you got a cavity. And they
automatic.
Were,
what did they say?
They were like, what do you mean I have a cavity? I was like, your breath smells like you have a cavity.
Something's
you need to
wrong
do something.
In there, right?
I could do that to a family member. I don't think I could do that to just a random, though.
That is pretty wild. It's wild that you can smell breath through a cavity. I didn't know that.
Oh, dude, a cavity has a certain smell. And for some reason, I can always smell. When somebody's talking to me and I don't know them that well, and I can smell that cavity, I'm like, man, this person needs
Let's
to go to the dentist.
Let's not get into the scent of cavities right now. Okay, let's
For me, it's a big deal. I don't have many God-given abilities, but one is that I've never had a cavity my whole life.
Oh, Anthony.
Yeah, that's it. That's Woo! It. I've never had a cavity
Your
my whole life.
Your mom had dental insurance,
that she did.
Didn't she?
That's
right.
That she did, yes.
That's right.
And my mom actually...
I had enough for both of us then.
My mom was pretty, I don't want to use the term religious, but she was honest about brushing her teeth everywhere we went. She would, even when we were kids, if we went out to, go eat dinner, she would take everyone's toothbrush with us.
Well, really?
Yeah, Doris was about that.
I almost forgot to talk to my friend. She's breaking up with her boyfriend because his breath stinks. He's just not taking care of himself. And I said,
why isn't
her,
she just making him an appointment?
Automatic. Hey,
seriously,
I'm bored.
Though.
Let's go to the dentist.
I mean, there's not.
Who does that?
If they're serious about the relationship, they could be like, hey, you know, this is the dentist I use. You should go see him.
Here's what I told her. I said, if you really care about him, you have to say something. And she said, I'm so embarrassed and I don't want to hurt his feelings. I just told you a very embarrassing story about my aunt. And it did hurt my feelings. It did. But at the same time, it was such a great thing she did for me, because then I realized, get my teeth cleaned twice a year, floss, I'm good. Maybe she doesn't like him that much.
Well, it's kind of probably hard to like him when you have to look past that every time he opens his mouth. Seriously, though. Have you ever worked with somebody like that? Have you ever been around somebody who just doesn't get it? They just don't understand that they how to brush their teeth?
Not only that, like body odor and things. I don't know how you get to the point that you don't smell yourself.
Sometimes must happens. Sometimes must happens.
It does, Anthony.
Sometimes you get musty, you know what I'm saying? Especially in the summer months, it's hot. So sometimes must can happen. But at the end of the day, honesty is the best way to go about it. And I think if you're going to present somebody with highlighting how much their breath is bad, then you got to give them a solution, like gum, mints, something like that.
Like going to the dentist or something.
There it is.
Is it rude to do that? Just to slide somebody a piece of gum, not say anything?
If I offer you gum, take it. I never turn down gum.
Not if it's off the floor.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.